Good morning, everybody. Tuesday, 16th of November, and Wall Street not really doing much, down 13. SPY futures this morning down 36, and we are down 40, and it's pretty much across the board. Iron ore, oil, gold, all down, and the resources doing a bit of damage today. BHP down 1.9%, Rio down 1.4%, although Fortescue up 0.3%. Bit of market stuff first. Infrastructure bill gets signed. Still lots of chatter on the news wires about inflation, concerns about rising rates, although bond yields slightly ticked up in the US overnight, 3 basis points, nothing material. There's a debate about whether Jerome Powell is going to be appointed as the next Fed chair or not, and we may find out this week. The market likes certainty, so Powell would be the better choice for the markets. I'm not sure it's a big deal for equity markets. Biden and Xi Jinping have got a virtual conference. They're not going to discuss trade, apparently, but obviously it is a good thing tonight, trying to stabilize ties. Morgan Stanley got a warning about being out of financial markets in 2022. Haven't read it, don't know why. On the diary, all the major banks are now ex-dividend. NAB went ex-D yesterday. They do tend to quietly underperform having gone ex-dividend, though not by a material amount. It looks big on the chart, but it's only 1% or 2% underperformance. And we do have on the seasonal chart, I'll write something on it soon, but on the seasonal chart, we are coming into the Santa Claus rally period, where the market does tend to rally hard into January, as the US market in particular anticipates new money being thrown into the market in January after the financial year end in December. And a lot of funds and individuals take the decision, or the accounting decision, to allocate a certain amount of money to investments, and it tends to hit the market in January. So we get a Santa Claus rally. We're into that period now. On the diary, we've got AGMs from Afterpay tomorrow, Seek. There's some not so fantastic research around on Xero post results. We've got a CBA trading update tomorrow. We've got a Telstra investment day today. Share price is down 4 cents. It hasn't really done anything for the share price either way. We've got RBA minutes today as well. Right, that's about that for market stuff. In the SPY section, Marcus SPY section, strategy, portfolios, ideas. I won't have to explain that eternally. I hope you'll get the swing of it soon. But on the strategy, not much to say really overnight. The really boring portfolio, which contains two ETFs, the A200 and the IVV, with a split 48% or 50-50 split between an compounding ETF over the ASX 200 and a ETF unhedged exposure to the S&P 500. That portfolio represents the market, and that's where we do strategy. No strategy changes today. You'll note in the SPY section, I've rebased the RBP portfolio to the beginning of this month rather than inheriting the ETF prices, which is what the original incarnation of the portfolio seemed to do. I have rebased it to when we restarted. So we're doing okay in the last few days, and this is where we will adjust strategy. And at the moment, 96.9% of the really boring portfolio is in equities. In other words, we're fully invested. No reason not to be at the moment on the current trend. I have rather interestingly put a chart of the S&P 500 over the last 20 years in the strategy, in the Marcus SPY section today. Have a look at that. It is a bit of a laugh. It does tend to suggest to the human investment brain, a brain that works off mean reversion as a default weakness, that the big one's coming, the big correction at some point. But of course, timing is everything. It hasn't started yet. It may not start in our lifetime, so we're not going to worry about it until it does. But if you ask whether the S&P 500 is at the top or the bottom of the trading range, it is clearly at the top. And I've got a chart today of the amount of money printing. Anyone who's been around the markets will have seen this chart a number of times in the last year. It's what everybody uses to emphasize how much money printing has been going on. It only really started in the GFC. This is the US Fed balance sheet chart. It only really started in the GFC that they started to buy bonds and print money, and their balance sheet started to expand, and they were just beginning to reduce their balance sheet in 2018-19, and then the pandemic hit in 2020. And since then, the size of the Fed balance sheet has gone from $4 trillion to $8 trillion. In other words, the pandemic has caused them to print twice as much money as they had already printed, or to double the amount of printed money in 18 months compared to what they had done in the last 12 years. You do sort of think there has to be a price to pay for that at some point in the future. Nobody seems to want to talk about it, but I do wonder whether Powell really wants to be elected, or appointed rather, as the new Fed governor, because the whole game here is keep this going for as long as you can and make sure you're not the Fed governor when it all goes wrong. So maybe he should be passing on the baton. The Federal Reserve have trapped themselves ever since the GFC. They've trapped themselves into supporting the financial markets as well as managing monetary policy. And they're between a rock and a hard place on that. They are still supporting the financial markets in the pandemic. Financial markets are absolutely flying. How long can they keep it going? Well, I think if I was Jerome Powell or one of Jerome Powell's kids, I'd be saying, Dad, at some point this is going to go wrong. Maybe you should let the next guy take the fall. Anyway, we'll probably see him elected again this, or appointed again this week. Right, on the, that's the strategy bit. So no change to strategy, just reiterating that surely at some point the big one's coming, but we can't do anything about it for now. On the portfolios, I think I erroneously printed or snagged the wrong FUFU portfolio or the Forever portfolio last week. I have put the correct one up there today. I don't expect to be publishing the portfolios every day unless there are changes, but this is the place to come for any changes. And I'll also be monitoring anything that's going on in the portfolios here. Today there's a Telstra Investor Day, as I say, share price down 4 cents, hardly moved. And someone has asked for a bit of a write-up on the Macquarie share purchase plan. I will do that for you in the Marcus Spy section probably tomorrow. Having done the Forever portfolio and the really boring portfolio, the DAF or the dividends and franking portfolio, I will get to hopefully this week. And today I have put in the ideas portfolio. So the ideas section today has got two new ideas, or I've added them to the spreadsheet. Apologies, bit of a fudge. I've gone back to the recommendations or the ideas of the day that I have put into the SPY section in the last week. I have put them into a table today and added mineral resources and BHP. The ideas portfolio can be anything we want it to be, any sort of recommendation. So far, all the recommendations have been technical buy signals, which are short term, but if they go up forever, we'll hold them forever. But from the description that I've put in the table, you should be able to choose whether this idea suits you. I will at some point put in some other ideas, which are not just technical trades, short-term trades, as these are. But I hope to put in some potential 10 baggers, some one-stock portfolio stocks into the ideas section as well and monitor them in there. But for now, if you go to the SPY section, you'll see the ideas of the day recorded over the last 3 or 4 days of last week and today. Mineral resources, BHP added today. FMG added at the end of last week, after its 8% bounce and the bottoming of the iron ore price, which fell a little bit overnight, so it hasn't followed through, but we're up on Fortescue for the moment. The gold stocks we bought are generally doing okay. We did that on the back of the US CPI number that was higher than expected, which created a technical bottoming in gold stocks and the gold ETF, and we're up on most of those. And our coal trade, which was buying into coal in the short term as it bottomed on the back of the failure of the COP26 conference, that isn't paying off. Whitehaven Coal's down 6%, New Hope Coal up 1%. Anyway, this is the place to monitor our ideas and for you to come each day if you're looking for an idea, a little bit of action on the side. And when we're talking short-term signals, I've put in a cut of today's technical scans. Every day we scan all the stocks in the market, which is something like over 2,000 stocks. Everybody does it. Anyone with any technical software does it, be it MetaStock or OmniTrader as we use. But it's a regular pastime for those that are set up to do it. Scan all the stocks, look for signals, on whatever criteria you choose. These things are highly programmable, so you can set it up to alert you to any sort of stock on any sort of technical buy signal. I'm using here a basic, or today is the basic RSI buy signal on daily chart, so it's short term. But in there is the gold ETF plus gold stocks, Evolution Mining, Regis Resources, Resolute Mining, St. Barbara, Alkane. So there is clearly a bottoming in the gold stocks. That's why we've got some gold stocks in the ideas portfolio. And the other one that's obvious is the Better Shares ASX Resources ETF has had a buy signal, as has the Spider 200 Resources ETF, the Metals and Mining Sector, and the S&P ASX 200 Resources Sector, and BHP. So two things going on in the short term: gold bottoming, resources bottoming. Is that the big bottom for iron ore stocks? Don't know, but enough for us to have BHP and FMG in the ideas portfolio at the moment. And that's about it. I've been a little busy with spreadsheet work this morning. I will get to the dividend portfolio in time. At the moment, the existing income portfolio will do. All the major stocks that have got dividends coming up have gone ex-dividend, so the next dividend frenzy will be February next year, so we've got a little bit of a break here. The only stocks going ex-dividend soonish are infrastructure, utilities and REITs, which go ex-dividend quarterly and do so just before the end of the year. So we've got a couple of months of care and maintenance on the dividend or income portfolio, or the DAF portfolio as it will be called. I will sort them out soon. Right, that's about that. As I leave you, our market down 31. It was down 47 at one point. Banks mixed. Resources mostly down except for Fortescue. Can't see much in the way of action. Dow futures up 38. As I leave you, you have a fabulous day. I'll do some spreadsheets and I'll speak to you tomorrow.